Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, the last couple broadcasts, I said I was going to read a few testimonies, and by the time I get to ministering the word, the time is gone. So I thought I'll depart, take a little break from that message on the Lord's Supper, and just read a few of the very recent testimonies that have come in. And as I said, my ministry is a ministry of prayer and correspondence, and it's just marvelous to hear how God answers prayer and how timely the Holy Spirit is. He just knows the encouragement and the inspiration to give just at the right time. So this is a sister writing from Glendale, Oregon. Dear Sister Judith, what a blessing to receive your letters of the word and encouragement. Thank you, not only for the letters, but also for your prayers and prophetic words. May God keep blessing and using you for His glory and the help you bring to all of us. A sister writing from Glendale, Oregon. And this is a letter from a sister in Inglewood, California, and we've been praying for this loved one for some time. And she says, "Dear Sister Judith, greetings in Christ Jesus. Just a little note to let you know your prayers are working. Praise God. My daughter isn't drinking now and has made a big change for the better. She's a better person now, and she has not been mean or abusive to me. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God." Writing from Inglewood. And this is a dear sister writing from Oakland. "Dear Sister Judith, thank you for your words of encouragement every month. Sometimes your prophetic word to me is the answer to a problem that has not even arisen yet." That's the Holy Spirit, right? "Thank you for your obedience in letting the Holy Spirit use you. You are in my prayers." A sister writing from Oakland, signing her name, love. All right, this is a brother from Puyallup, Washington. "Dear Sister Judith, sorry I haven't written for a couple of months. I was thinking about you and your ministry last night, and I wanted to send in a little to keep your gospel light shining. I've always coveted your prayers over the years and have kept one of your prophecies as my bookmark in my Bible so I can see the encouragement every day. God bless you and keep you, your brother in Christ." And this is a sister writing from Benicia. "Dear Sister Judith, I'm grateful you enlighten me with the knowledge of the whole word." Praise God. I'm sending a sweet card. And then this is another card from a couple in Modesto. "Dear Sister Judith, you are truly a blessing in our lives. Every letter we read brings the instruction we need at the precise moment. We thank the Lord for you and your ministry. With sincere love in Christ." A couple writing from Modesto. And this is from a sister writing in from Sunnyvale. "Dearest Sister Judith, thank you for all that you sent. It is a great encouragement to me. I have read them often and feel my walk with the Lord has expanded to a wider path. God bless you always and in many ways. With love, sister." Writing from Sunnyvale. And then also there are a number of inmates that write, and I'll just read a couple of their letters. One brother writing from Bowling Green, Florida. He said, "I love receiving your mail. I'm like a kid at Christmas, as you always bless me with all you share. The poem on your prayer page has been copied and shared too, as well as things you share under the anointing are passed on." Well, you always send an insert with the monthly mailing and with an letter of answer. He said, "No matter what comes your way or how heavy the struggle, always know your life has been such a great encouragement and shining light to this man who will forever be grateful for meeting you, my sister and friend," an inmate writing from Bowling Green, Florida. And this is a letter from another inmate in Grady, Arkansas. "Thank you for the newsletter each month. I truly enjoy reading it. It has changed my life to be more like Christ and less like man. Praise God." So what could be more wonderful than that? That's the very desire and heart of the Holy Spirit, to transform us to the image of Jesus. I have so many more, and I don't generally take much broadcast time to share that, but it's just an encouragement that God is answering prayer. And so if you, at the end of the broadcast, when I bring it to a close, if you feel there's some area in your life that you just haven't been able to get a breakthrough on, there's power in agreement. Jesus said that if two or three would ask anything in my name, right? The power of agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. And of course, if you email, I will always confirm receipt and I will pray. But if you would like a personal answer of ministry, I just don't have the time capacity to do that on email. I invite you to write and share your mailing address, which will never be shared. I know sometimes I get letters from ministries I've never written to, and I think, how does that happen? You know, we've never shared those that write, because that's a sacred privilege you've given this ministry, and it's not to be shared with anyone else. Praise God. If you want to write another ministry, you have the freedom to do that, but I'm not going to share it in your behalf. Okay. All right. So we were talking about the significance of the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, if you will, in our of four different things. The fourth thing was the significance of and sacredness of our daily lives. Jesus used just very common, simple, ordinary things as channels to teach the parables that he used, revelation from God. Nothing was ever too ordinary to be used by Jesus. And he wants us to understand all life is sacred and holy to him. And holy, of course, means consecrated to God. In Colossians, the Word of God tells us, "Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto man." Jesus ministered to the whole man. He did that. He not only was concerned for the spirits of man, that their hearts would be open to receive the message of the gospel, because the kingdom of God is come to you. That's what John the Baptist was preparing the way by preaching that message that God had given him. And so not only was he concerned, though, about the spirit of man, but about the soul of man. He saw into, by the Holy Spirit discernment, he saw what motivated, what activated people. And of course, his great compassion, he healed those who came to him. It says he healed everyone. At their times, he was selective. Like at the Pool of Bethesda, he just spoke to one impotent man. And he was being led always by the Holy Spirit. He said, "I do nothing except what my Father shows me." So Jesus ministered to the whole man, body, soul, and spirit. And so the two sacraments of the church, if you will, that he instituted, which was baptism and communion, it involves use of our physical body. Isn't that right? With baptism, you are submerged. You go down into the water, representing death, and you come out as a testimony of your conversion experience, a new creature in Christ. Now, are you going to go to hell if you're not baptized? No, that scripture doesn't say that. Look at the thief on the cross. He just said, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus looked at him with compassion, because he knew he had ears to hear those few words that Jesus spoke on the cross. And he said, "This day you will be with me in paradise. Praise God. And we know the prophet Amos said that in the last days, the tabernacle of David would be raised up. And of course, when we think of praise and worship, which of course, that's what David Tabernacle was all about, involves the whole man. And understand, our Lord does not need encouragement. He doesn't need a little help from his friends. That's the problem with the legalists. He wants us to worship him for the benefits we experience as we worship and praise God. And so God wants us to whenever we partake of communion, as I said, some do it every day. They start their day very personally in their private prayer time and receive communion. However God leads you to do it, or churches do it on a regular basis, once a month or every week, however, let us approach that table recognizing all that Jesus did for us. And let's not approach it unworthily. Let us recognize it is a sacred event that Jesus, that's one of the last things he did when he was with his disciples. Because after that, when he went to the garden, he prayed, and then he asked his disciples to pray and stay awake with him. And he knew when he saw, you know, when the crowd was approaching, that was it. Then he was taken from them. And only John and his mother Mary and a few other faithful women were at the cross, but John was the only disciple. And so we have to appreciate how much that institution meant to Jesus. He said, with great desire, I have desired to eat this meal with you. And so we want to look on tomorrow's broadcast. The final point is that it is a table of remembrance. He said, remember me. And that's what we do when we take communion. And so in these final moments, I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. And beloved, I thank you, my faithful UCM partners, for your blessed prayers and for your faithfulness in standing with this ministry, that we can continue on and, as the Lord directs, even enlarge as he desires. I love you. I pray for you every day. Even those of you who haven't written, I refer to you as my radio family. I pray for my UCM partners, and I pray for my radio family. And if you haven't written and you listen regularly, I know that I do pray for you. But if you need the extra support of agreeing prayer specifically, I do invite you to write. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.